morning team. Charlie, Denise, and Pat. I'm WSW, Mike in for Denise this morning. Time is 8:25.
By Celine.
It is.
All right.
Her song, That's the Way It Is.
Number one?
No.
Okay. I was going to say, 30-year-old song, yeah.
Don't tick off Celine Dion fans.
Uh-oh. What happened?
As Rolling Stone did. Remember its recent list of the top 200 greatest singers of all time?
She was not on
the
list.
She was not on the list.
Oh.
Last Friday, a group of avid Celine Dion fans gathered outside of Rolling Stone offices in New York to protest her exclusion from the magazine's list. The fan club called the Redheads on Facebook apparently traveled 6 hours from Montreal to New York City and blasted that song, Just the Way It Is, from a portable speaker. They say the list is completely illegitimate. We wanted to support her and make sure that Rolling Stone hears the voice of the fans. The list is ridiculous. Celine Dion fan says, that's part of the group, says, it's nonsense that she's not on the list. She's been in all of our lives since the beginning. We know how great she is. And this happened, it says, outside the offices of the Penske Media Corporation.
Which
also, by the way, owns Variety. The story we have for you is from Variety.
Okay.
And we'll post a link up on our morning team page. You want to check it out. In fact, there was a picture. And here is a picture of
the protesters.
A couple of protesters there.
Oh, there they are. Signs and placards and everything. Yes.
They were chanting justice for Celine.
Justice?
Yes.
It's just a list, people. It's okay. She's done all right.
Celine fans take it seriously.
Yes, they do. They do. Yeah. Well, and you know what, though? She's been in the news here because, right, didn't she have some kind of...
Serious health concern that she's got going on.
Health issues going on, yeah.
Maybe that's why they took it to, it's like, hey, she's hurting. She needs, she needs some help. She doesn't need to be ignored, and especially for those who think that she deserves. And 200 greatest list, yeah, that's a tough one to put together.
That would be.
I peruse the list.
Yeah.
And some I thought deserving. There were a couple I'm like,
really? Easily.
Celine could have taken the place of a couple.
Okay. Yeah. All right. All right.
I'll take your word for it. You know, Rolling Stone got what they wanted. They got attention.
All right.
You know, and I'm sure that they weren't hurt by this attention that they got last Friday by this protest. One of the signs said, Rolling Stone, you've hit an iceberg.
Oh, because she's sang
the love song,
the Titanic. Yes.
Very clever. I have to give the protesters
pretty good.
That, if you're going to show up and do some chants and some signs, make sure that they are clever and not just the ordinary.
Right. So. Any Detroit-based singers in that?
Oh, yeah. There are quite a few, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, especially Motown-based. Well, Aretha Franklin was number one.
I was
going
to say, Aretha has to be number one, right?
I think Stevie was in the top 10. Smokey,
nice.
Great voices like that.
Okay. They hit an iceberg.
don't tick off Celine Dion.
No, they'll never let go.
Thank you.
You're welcome.